Chapter 4. Schofield was one of the old Barnard's Crossing names, like Meacham and Crossett. There was a Schofield alley that led down to the public wharf, and a bit of grass with a couple of benches that was listed in the town records as Schofield Park. But in contrast to the dozen Meachams and the half-column of Crossetts, there was only one Schofield, John, listed in the telephone directory. According to town gossip, the Schofields were cautious folk and tended to marry late so they didn't have too many kids. Unfortunately, this did not lead to prosperity, except for a brief period in the 19th century when a Judge Samuel Schofield had taken a flyer in the China trade and made a lot of money from one voyage. But then his innate caution took over, and he did not venture again. By the time of his death, the fortune was largely dissipated, but the good judge at least managed to establish a scholarship at both Harvard College and Harvard Law School, with the stipulation that it was to be given only to someone bearing the name of Schofield. In the absence of a candidate, the money was to go to the general operating funds of the college and the law school, respectively. Perhaps because there had been no applicants for years, and the admissions committee felt a little guilty, John Schofield, whose marks at Barnard's Crossing High had been only fair, indeed on the low side, was admitted to the college. And 4 years later, he applied and was admitted to the law school. At 28, John Schofield was a tall, blonde young man with pale blue eyes and large, square, white teeth, and handsome in a stolid sort of way. He shared an office in Salem with four other lawyers, all young men like himself, struggling to build a practice. He was a little better off, however, since they were all married while he had only himself to support. Schofields tend to marry late. Across the hall was the office of the elderly trial lawyer, J.J. Mulcahy, from whom they rented. John Schofield spent a lot of time in Mulcahy's office because he had a lot of time to spend and because the old man liked to talk, especially when he had a drink or two in him. Occasionally, Mulcahy gave him some work, largely clerical, for which he paid him, usually quite generously. Now and then, Mulcahy...